This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's Democratic governor addressed oil and gas in a speech acknowledging her state's reliance on fossil fuel mining revenues while pledging to enforce pro-environment regulations. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham thanked 300 attendees at the New Mexico Oil and Gas Association meeting today for their contributions to the economy and tax revenues that form the backbone of state education funding. She pledged to restrict methane emissions at mining sites and continue enforcing regulations requiring reduced use of fresh water and thorough cleanups of environmental spills. Producers say methane rules will cost billions. Lujan Grisham reiterated her commitment to drafting and passing a hydrogen fuel bill, pledging to include it on a short list of priorities for the state legislative session in February. Much like a battery, hydrogen can store energy and produces no carbon dioxide emissions. Hydrogen is not a renewable energy source and currently requires fossil fuels inputs. A handful of student climate activists blocked hotel doors after the governor left the event singing, "Whose Side Are You On?" New Mexico State University says less than a third of its students submitted proof of vaccination for COVID-19 by a Thursday deadline to otherwise undergo weekly testing or leave the university. Officials said Friday that while 72.3% of NMSU employees provided proof of vaccination, only 30% of students did. Officials said it's not clear how many students who didn't submit proof of vaccination by the deadline plan to submit weekly test results. Officials say the university will continue its outreach efforts. Failure to submit vaccination information or weekly test results can result in student suspension or staff termination. This is KUNM.